Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We talk about on this program all the time about the importance of not only realizing what you want to do in life, but then, of course, to have the confidence in yourself to go for it. Our next guest is definitely someone who's doing just that. Excited to welcome to our program today, Akono Dixon. He's not only an actor and model, but he's also an individual that's been able to inspire people by his drive and determination and his real, I think, his real seed in him to be able to go for whatever it is that he wants to do, and he's been able to see that seed grow over the years. We're going to talk to him not only about his own journey to doing what he loves, but also what it's been like for him to inspire others along the way. Akono, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. You know, congratulations to you, first of all, Akono, on all that you've been able to do. And it's great that you've been able to kind of allow the world, especially through social media, to kind of take this ride along with you. You know, I noticed it was really interesting when I was prepping for this segment with you. I noticed that your name actually means my turn. I mean, do you feel as though the season that you're in right now is your time to be able to not only to realize what you want to do, but also to be recognized for it?
Yes. I feel as though this is my season, and what's funny about that is that just by being in New York for almost a year, this is the first time in my life where I really feel as though I'm owning up to my name. It's my turn for God, and I just feel as though it's just, you know, like it's like I feel as though God is living through me. You know, like I'm a man of God. And it's like each step I take, each word I say is something powerful and it's something moving. And yeah, I feel as though this is a time of my life that it's my turn and there's no turning back.
Yeah, well, I think that is the great thing. We're going to talk about how you got to that point here in just a moment, Akono. But, you know, do you have those moments? I was talking to a guest earlier today, and we were just talking about how so many times when you're in the midst of everything that's going on, it's hard to kind of reflect on it and to realize, wow, you know, I've actually done a lot of things. I mean, do you get those moments where you're kind of able to look at this career, to look at this journey, especially the last year, and say, wow, I've really done a lot?
You know, Cyrus, man, you know, a lot of times I don't really think about it sometimes, because sometimes I get so caught up in the moment of what I'm doing, because as an actor, you should stay in the moment at all times, and sometimes I'm just so into the moment that I forget to reflect back and just look at what I've done and all the accomplishments that I've made, you know, sometimes I have those little flashbacks. I mean, they come at really, 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 really random times. I do have them, but I guess not too much, because I just try my best to stay in the moment at all times. So.
Exactly. So how did this journey begin for you, Akono? Because you and I have in common, we're both from Mississippi, you know, proud to call Mississippi, you know, home. I mean, what was it about the entertainment world, the acting and the modeling, that spoke to you, that made you say, this is what I want to do?
Just being myself, man. Just being myself. I remember ever since I was five years old, that's when I realized that I was just, you know, that I had something in me that I wanted everyone to know. Like, I had, like this sun that just wanted to just rise and shine and just show everyone.
Yeah.
And it just being myself and being an individual, and that's what the entertainment business loves. Like, just someone being themselves and just expressing that to everyone. And that's what really brought me to this business. And I love it, and I love expressing myself. And I love just how I can encourage others to be themselves, even though it's not what they typically see, but, you know, just to, yeah.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, I think that the interesting thing about that is because people will look at where we're from, Akono, and say, well, you know, I mean, that's probably not where you're going to find, you know, the next, you know, actor or model or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, did you always believe that you were bigger than your location? Because I try to push people all the time to not try to judge how far they can go by where they are now. I mean, what was it that kind of helped you not to do that, not to look at where you were and say, this is as far as I can go?
So one time I was around 16 years old, and I was at my my cousin's house, and we're all watching TV, and then my little cousin said, she said, "Oh, hey, Kono, look at that girl. Like, she is so cool. She's just so fun, and she's a good actress." And I said, "Look, Destiny, you know, one day that's going to be me. One day that's going to be me. Like, I'm going to be a big actor one day." And she said, "Shut up, Kono. No one from Mississippi becomes actors." And when she told me that, it made me smile, because I'm like, wow, one day she's going to remember that she said that and just look at me and just say, wow, I guess Big Cousin Kono was right. And that, like, just me hearing her say that, like, it just made me just want to just rise above and do more and just go over and beyond it and show myself and show everyone that it doesn't matter where you're from. I mean, you could be from a cave, you know, and if you want, like, if you want something so bad, and if you have a dream or a passion, just go for it. And I'm pretty sure that you'll get there. Like, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, I think that is so important, that belief in yourself. And I think also in something larger than you as well. And you alluded to that earlier, Kono, and we're going to talk more about that. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome to our program today actor and model Kono Dixon. We're talking to him not only about his own journey, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. And you literally share it with the world, Kono, because thanks to social media, I mean, people around the world are able to connect with you. I mean, do you see that almost? I mean, I've come to look at social media as really three things. One, of course, is a great way of being able to build your community and to share what you're doing. But have you also found it to be almost like a virtual cheering squad where people are rooting for you along your journey in life?
Yes, yes, yes. You know, social media is so interesting too, because it can do so many different things. Like, you can use it for a business, you can use it for raising money, raising funds, or you can use it just to connect with old college or high school friends. And I see social media now, like, I've just really grown to love it more and more and more and more first of all, like, it lets me connect with my friends and family, and it lets me connect with everyone who are cheering me on, and it's just a good way to just really just give back whenever I can't be there physically, I guess.
Right.
And I really do appreciate apps like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. You know, like, it lets people know that okay, he's not here in Mississippi, or he's not here in New York or LA, but he's here mentally, like, he's here spiritually, he is doing something, and he is showing that he wants us to be involved. So, yes, I really do appreciate social media, and I do see it as a way for others to cheer me on and for me to cheer others on, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is the other thing. That's just what I was going to say for the third thing. I mean, I think that is really probably one of the most powerful things, and know that just by your living your life, that you're able to inspire other people. When you hear from other people, Kono, and they tell you how you have been able to inspire them and how you have motivated them just by living your life, I mean, how does that make you feel?
It makes me feel so accomplished. It really does. It makes me realize that what I'm doing, it really is benefiting more people than just myself, because I want to benefit people more than just myself, more than my own being. And it's just, it's one of the best feelings that I've ever gotten, man. Like, it really is, just to take someone that has no sort of self-esteem and or that has low self-esteem and just make them realize, my buddy Okono is doing this. I bet I can do something like that. Or like, I bet I can be a doctor or a lawyer or a dancer or a director. And it's just that feeling of just encouraging people and just making people realize that they're more than what they think they are. It's something that I can't explain in words. It's just something that I can show and I can feel. And I think it's one of the best feelings that anyone could ever feel.
Exactly. I want to talk about another aspect because, you know, in all of our lives, Okono, we all know what it's like to be disappointed or to not have things go according to plan. As I mentioned about what your name means, I mean, your name is all about, you know, about your turn. I mean, what has kept you motivated and from giving up? Because, you know, there are going to be those times where people are going to doubt you. As you even mentioned, you know, about the one girl saying, you know, that's not coming out of Mississippi, you know. what is it that keeps you from giving up when so many people around you allow doubt to stop them?
Faith does. Having faith is something that I realize that will always be there. Faith never gives up. Faith never disappears. And faith never disappoints. Having faith has taken me so far in this industry, Cyrus, and it's taken me so far in just life. I mean, I've done things that the things I've been through like have been really just some points have been very tough, some stuff. But having faith is that's the biggest motivation that I can ever talk about. And the story about that is, when I was younger, I used to have a very, very bad speech impediment. And I would stutter, like, every time I read or every time I talk to anyone. And, like, I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to have any friends because I was so ashamed of how I talk. But the back of my head, I knew that I wanted to be an entertainer. I wanted to act. And I love to express myself to people, and I love to talk to people. So I just had to believe in something that I didn't see, something that I didn't know, and it was faith. And I believe in faith, and this is how I got here today, by faith. And that's the biggest thing, the only thing that I can tell someone to have,
right?
Just with
right.
anything.
Exactly, and I think that faith is so important for all of us as well. We've been, you know, talking about the journey in a more general way for you, Okono. I want to get a little bit more specific for you and go into acting for a moment, because I've always found that for those individuals who are actors, for you guys to be able to kind of slip into the skin of different characters has to be an amazing feeling. I mean, is that one of the things that you enjoy so much about it, that you are able to become something else or someone else, and to make that believable for an audience?
Yes, I love it, and that is one of the key reasons why I love acting. And it's more about the empathy that I get from other characters, just to put yourself in someone else's shoes, and just to put yourself in someone else's life, and just to transition your mindset to their mindset. And it's something about that feeling that's just, to me, it's just amazing. it's really cool. Like, I love to put myself in other situations that I don't know if I'll be able to get out of, or if I'm not sure if I can even get into. But I just rely on faith that if I go so deep into a character's shoes that I get lost in that character, I think that's one of the beautiful moments, because during that time, whenever you're so into a character, like whenever you're so into their mindset, their feelings, their ambitions, their struggles, sometimes it's kind of hard to go back into your life. And I think that's what makes me love it so much, because it's just that constant adrenaline that you never know what may happen, but you're just going to go for it, because it's just that it's just that empathy that I have for characters that I am. Like, I want to feel what they feel, and I just want to really discover what made them the way they are.
Right, right. Well, I guess a similar question could go along with the modeling as well. You know, for those joining us online, you know, Okono, they're able to see photos of you. I mean, you know, I think it's so interesting the way that we see people in the public, and I'm sure you get people all the time who, you know, who comment on your pictures. And I think it must be a great thing to be able to help bring a brand to life, whether you're, you know, doing, you know, something for print or something, you know, more commercial. You know, what is that like for you? I mean, have you gotten used to looking at these pictures and just like acting, really, being able to switch things up from photo to photo, working with these different photographers? I mean, is that something now that you have grown to appreciate and really get used to?
For appreciation, yes. For getting used to, no. I will always appreciate what I have done and what's been given to me. And I appreciate everyone that I've worked with. But for modeling and acting, you know, like, it's for someone to become, for someone to lose themselves for however long they do, and to become a different character, an object, or anything, you know, like, I think that is very abnormal, and it's something that, you know, I mean, yes, like, I appreciate it, but I don't think I would ever get used to it, and I think that's what keeps me doing it, because it's something that, like, it's something that I would never 100% get, but it's something, but it's just, pretty much, it's a grease in my wheels.
Right.
It keeps my wheels turning, and like, I'm not really sure exactly where I'm going to go, but I know that I'm going to reach that destination, but it's just, I'm just going to keep on going, you know, even though if I don't see it clear, I'm just going to keep going. And, yeah, it's just something, I think if someone does get used to it, I think that's just, you know, I don't know, you know, I think that's just, it's something, maybe that's just a personal thing for me. Maybe it's something that I just won't ever get used to, or maybe I will later in the future. We'll see.
Right. Right. Well, you know, I think it kind of goes back to where we began this conversation, Okono, the appreciation. And, man, I guess the appreciation never gets old. And I think as long as you're able to hold on to that appreciation, I mean, you'll continue to stay humble and stay focused. Do you think your upbringing and where you came from has kept you from losing yourself along the way? Because I'm sure you know there are people who have not done nearly as much as you have, that are not as down to earth, that have not, you know, stayed as centered, you know, as you have. Do you think where you came from and that appreciation, it will kind of keeps you that way?
Yes. Yes, I do. Well, Mississippi, as well as you know, Mississippi isn't the place where everyone wants to visit. And Mississippi, it doesn't have, like, the name of, like, of a New York or a California. You know, and it's just not the place that people will commonly just love to talk about, and I think just having that aspect of where I'm from, it's just Mississippi to me. It's just this, it's a place where people are very more down to earth, very very friendly, and that's something that I've always kept to myself, being very friendly, down to earth, and very humble. And also for my family, I come from a very spiritual family, very spiritual, very religious, and just very just nice, good, and hardworking people. And that's something that I think is just it's thicker than blood. Like, it's really just thicker than blood. Like, my family, they raised me to have good morals, to respect everyone I meet, to just always be grateful, always be loving, love everyone, even love the ones that that don't love me. You know, just all the self-respect for everything, every object, and every moment and every person.
Well, I definitely think that says a whole lot, and it's a great example, I think, for all of us, Akona, to be able to keep in mind along our own particular journey. Again, everyone, Akona Dixon has been our guest for this segment. Great conversation with you today, Akona. We've been talking to him not only about his journey as an actor and a model, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. Akona, we began this conversation talking about you're all over the place when it comes to social media. So how can our listeners stay connected with you?
Wait, will you read that again? I'm sorry, Cyrus.
Oh, sure, sure. No, no, I was just saying, how can our listeners stay connected with you?
My Instagram, they can follow me on Instagram, and you can search me by my first and last name. That's Akono Dixon, A-K-O-N-O, Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, and Instagram, or you can go into my Facebook page, and it's Akono Dixon, A-K-O-N-O, Dixon, D-I-X-O-N, or you can find me on Twitter. But the main sites I really use are Instagram and Facebook. And if you ever, if anyone has any just tips they want to hear or advice or questions about acting, modeling, or just even like becoming a better person, you know, just send me a message. I mean, I'll get right back to you. Sometimes it may take a little while, but hey, I will get back to you. And yeah, just shoot me a message.
All right, so make sure you guys are staying connected with Akono. Akono, really appreciate the time, man. Congratulations to you again on all the great things you're doing, and looking forward to staying connected with you and seeing what's coming up next for you.
Thank you, Cyrus. It was great to talk to you, and thank you, man. And I am grateful. To spread my glory.
Well, look, man, we're glad to have you. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late and you missed part of the conversation with Akono, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media sites. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. We've already tagged Akono on both of those places, so you can easily find him there. But click on that link. You listen to the show completely for free, and even share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music, as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.